Some East Africans are at the heart of a labor dispute in Colorado. It happened at a meatpacking plant that was the site of a massive immigration raid in 2006. Last month, some legal African immigrants working at the JBS Swift & Company plant in Greeley walked off the job. The Muslim workers were protesting the plant's alleged refusal to let them break their Ramadan fast at sunset. Some of the workers have since been fired. The dispute has laid bare some bad feelings in this Colorado city. Correspondent Sarah Hughes has the story.
In the past few years, hundreds of immigrants from Somalia and some other East African countries have moved to Greeley to work at the JBS Swift & Company meatpacking plant. The arrangement worked until recently.
My name is Quresha Noor. I worked with Swift for about 2 months.
Quresha Noor sits on the carpeted floor of Greeley's only mosque. She's wearing a long, loose tan dress and a matching tan headscarf. She talks about what went wrong at the Swift plant.
The things that brought the conflict is about the Ramadan. There was a lot of confrontation about the breaking time.
During Ramadan, Muslims don't eat or drink anything during the day. They break the fast at sunset. That's what some of the Muslim workers at the plant planned to do on September 5th. But when they left the assembly line and tried to take an early break around sunset, they found that the water fountains and the bathroom faucets had been turned off.
Yeah, it was such a mean thing for them to do that. They closed all the tabs and things like that. They were acting like you are not human beings, you know?
In protest, Noor and a couple hundred other Muslim workers walked off the job. A few days later, more than 100 of them, including Noor, were fired. Swift declined an interview, but in a recent statement, the meatpacker said it's trying to balance its need to keep to a tight production schedule with its workers' needs. About 70 of the workers are now filing discrimination charges with the federal government, with the help of Denver attorney Diane King. She says Swift let fasting workers take an early water break for a few days in September, but then changed its mind when some non-Muslim workers on the assembly line complained. She says federal law requires employers to make reasonable accommodations for religious practice.
If you are working in this country, then you receive these protections. And it doesn't matter if you were born in this country or not. It doesn't matter if you have what we would consider a more traditional religion or not. You're legally protected.
The labor dispute has sparked heated debate around Greeley. Some locals say the East African immigrants are asking for special treatment.
We don't get special religious days off. We get what is set by the company. They need to go by the same rules and regs that we go by.
The company bent over backwards, giving them a privilege that I'd never even heard of before. And I don't think anybody that works anywhere should be getting any kind of special privileges whatsoever.
It just gets to the point that if everybody has a special deal, then how are we supposed to work together? We got to have a set of rules that everybody goes by.
And immigrant leaders here are concerned the labor dispute is souring their relationship with the local community. So they formed a group aimed at improving communication.
That's why we are communicating, not to have any misunderstanding again, not to happen again.
Assad Abdi is one of the members. He and several others have come to the local rec center to talk with city and community leaders.
It's very important to us to tell the people who we are and what we're doing. We are trying to tell the people we are new to Greeley, but we are harmless people and very good people also.
Greeley's Mayor Ed Clark says the city welcomes the immigrants as long as they work hard, learn English, and strive to better themselves and their families.
Come to Greeley and try to make Greeley a good place, you know. Don't come to Greeley and try to look for a handout. We can't afford to give anybody a handout. If you want to come to Greeley and try to make Greeley a better place, we'll embrace you.
Quresha Noor has tried to follow that advice. After she was fired from Swift, she found a new job at a local health clinic.
Me, I'm glad I have a good job. I got another job at Sunrise Community Clinic.
What about the other workers? How is everyone doing together?
Some people are having a hard time to get a job because some of them, they don't even speak the language, and it's tough for them.
If these workers can't find jobs, says Mayor Ed Clark, that would strain relations even more. Many of the African immigrants here hope that won't happen. They say they like the small-town feel of Greeley and the relaxed pace. It reminds them a little of home. For The World, I'm Sarah Hughes, Greeley, Colorado.